Hello, Christian sisters. Sister Debbie from DontParish.com. Hey, today I want to share with you something that I do to help rebuke myself. Now, I've shared in some of my other videos some of the trials we've gone through, and Lord willing, we'll be alive to go through a whole bunch more. So I'm armed and prepared. I'm working on that to keep myself strong because we're getting ready to go out on the road. And if it's anything like last year, I went through some hard times out there. There's a spiritual battle, Ephesians 6, like God says. But when you see it, you see the evil in people, you see demon-possessed people. I don't know if they're demon-possessed or what it is, but there's some crazy things that go on out in the world there, and I wasn't prepared for it. And I was very thankful God was patient with me and gave me some instances in which it could strengthen me and prepare me. And then this past winter, all kinds of things going on. And with our ministry, we get all kinds of situations that me, number one, as a woman, I really have to watch myself in my strength. And Jim, of course, he helps me be strong in that. But sometimes I need a little extra boost. I have the Word of God, and I'm always in it, and I'm always thinking and pondering, and God always strengthens me when I allow Him to. But I found a different way to help, wake myself up sometimes, help pull me out of a funk, if you want to call it, out of a hole, out of a darkness, or whatever it is that I could get into. And so anyway, long story short, I found this way to do it, and it seems to be working really well for me. I have this app on my phone. It's just an audio recorder, and I'll flash a picture of it right here so you can see. And what I do is I look at my life and I go, okay, what are some of the main areas I'm struggling in? And I'll go to a scripture and I would read it. Well, now instead of just going there to read it, I read it on the recorder and then I save it there. So now I have some audios in there that when I have an issue in a situation, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. I go there and I listen to it. And it's kind of like a rebuke in my own face. And it's like, wake up, Deb. God's word is true. It's living. It's strong. It's powerful. It's comforting. It's whatever you need it to be in the situation. So run to God's word. And to hear me say it to myself is kind of like, it's a wake-up call. So anyway, it seems to be working really well. Praise God. His word, no matter how it is, how you use it, if you write it down on pieces of paper, if you put it in your phone, however you do that, always run to God's word, and He will give you what you need right when you need it. So anyway, I just thought I'd share that with you. Maybe that will help one of you. If you don't have a phone, you can get a cheap audio recorder or whatever works for you. I just thought I'd share what I do for me. And let me share real quick how this happened. We went through a big trial, and Jim said something that was really encouraging to me. And I said, hey, can I record that? Will you say that again? And he laughed. He said, yeah, sure. And I did. And when I played it back, I was like, you know, I'm going to save that. And then I think it was that night, I said something because we were talking about some deep subjects and things that were going on, how they were affecting us and how we need to get stronger. And I said one myself and didn't realize that he had been recording it, and he saved that one for me. So every once in a while, when one of us gets a little down, we'll grab it out and we'll play it for the other one. And it seems to boost us up and lift us and kind of set us on the right track again. But then again, God's word always does that. Our Father is so amazing. So anyway, I hope you have a joyous day, sisters. Oh, check this out. Mr. Turkey's out there eating. They come up here every day. It's pretty awesome. Have a joyous day, sisters. May God be praised.